just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
These three things very much dear to his heart, or rather the world of every Brahmin revolves around these three things. Baba is my world, we say, and Murli is the written literature of God. Murli is the divine word of the Supreme. Murli is the divine flute, the Srimat, the ultimate path, the spoken words of God. Murli is God's scripture, and every word is important. Has that ring of authority. And what about Madhuban? Madhuban is God's home, the land of his incarnation, the land of tapasya, the karma bhumi, the land of karma of Brahma, the karma teet bhumi, the land where Brahma became karmatit or achieved perfection. And Madhuban is so special for all the Brahmins. Biochemically, biomagnetically, the vibes of Madhuban are very strong. Every place has got its own vibrations. The moment you step into Madhuban, you are not just stepping into some pilgrimage place, but you are coming in contact with those thousands of vibrations left by people. It is the energetic connection. It is the electromagnetic connection the frequencies match. If you are resonating in the same frequency, even before the establishment of this yajna, the land was hallowed by the feet of rishis, yogis, seers, saints. And since the inception of this yajna in this holy land, there never was a time where Madhuman was bereft of tapasya. Every moment, tapasya. Madhuman is a land where there is, where every moment is tapasya. Beat to beat tapasya. Where there are divine vibrations, where there is divine melody, where there is divine fragrance, where you feel that divine touch, where you go get those divine visions. But all these things will happen when you are in tune with it. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, there are people who are opposed to this Gyan. They don't listen to their wives, to their spouse. But when they come to Madhuban and they see things, then the transformation happens. The sea change takes place at that moment. So what is it that they see in Madhuban? Rather, there is nothing to be seen but something to be felt. There is some invisible force here. There is some inaudible sound. There is something impalpable. There is some unheard music. There is some unheard melody. Some never seen, never felt before fragrance. And the moment the soul enters into this sanctum sanctorum, extremely pure land, one cannot escape those vibes. It is an irresistible force that suddenly makes you calm, silent, tranquil, and you enter into your own inner core where there is disturbance. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, Madhuban is Haridwar. It's a dwar, it's a gate. You enter into that gate. The kingdom of God. So Madhuban is very special for all Brahmins. Everyone eagerly waits to come to Madhuban. It's a dream for many. Yesterday we were discussing about Valentine's Day and the seven stages of love. So this is the Avyakta message, the divine message of 14th February 2012. Dadi is taking message from double foreigners on the day of Valentine's Day. And Baba is celebrating the same in the angelic world. Baba apne ek ek bachche ko दिल की डिब्बी में हीरा बनाकर रखता है. आप बच्चे मेरे साथी हो और मैं भी आप बच्चों का साथी हूँ. You are my companion and I am your supreme companion. Yesterday's Avyakta Murli Baba said, it is my order. You remember me alone. If you follow this order, you will get my blessings and so also the blessings from this family. And if you don't follow this order, you will not get my blessings and then you will experience difficulties. Just remember me alone. This is a very powerful statement. As I said, a statement which has copyright. A dialogue which has God's copyright over it. No one else can say this. No one else can utter such an utterance. This is the divine sentence. Just remember me alone. Today, Sakar Murli also Baba said, just be anasakt, totally detached from this world. and just remember me alone. So you make me your companion and I become your companion. And when God is your supreme companion, what else you want? When God is with you, what else you need? When God is with you, no difficulty, no problem can ever touch you. His company frees you from all the shades of loneliness. No human being can free us from loneliness. There is a persistent loneliness within every human being's heart. How to get rid of this loneliness? There is a spiritual vacuum, some disturbance, something, some unattainment, something which needs filling, some emptiness. And this emptiness, this vacuum, is very dangerous. One English author writes, rather an English philosopher writes, I will prefer sorrow than loneliness. Because this loneliness is so disturbing. It makes you restless, ill at ease. You try to fill it with food, it remains. You try to fill it with lust, with desires, it remains. You try to fill it with sensual enjoyment, it still remains. You try to fill it with relationships, it still remains. Nothing fills this loneliness. It is deep, abysmal. Only and only love of God can fill this loneliness. Nothing else. No matter how much somebody loves you or says that I love you too much, this loneliness remains. Unless and until the soul gets lost in the love of the Divine, the Supreme, and reaches a stage where one is calm, equipoise, steadfast, situated in that equanimous stage. And then you become still. You don't need anything. Then you taste for the first time, this is real love. Till now what you were calling love was no love at all. It was just selfishness or lust. One lover sends an SMS to his lover, what do you love more? Me or sleep? So she sends a reply next day. He writes this message at night. He has this message. So she writes next day, 11 o'clock, you. So when we say we love, we really do not. There's a great deception within. Do we really love others? Never. We really do not know how to love oneself. One who cannot love oneself cannot love others. To love oneself. Yesterday night also we were discussing. Baba said, Sva Upakar, self-upliftment. But do we really have that self-compassion, self-mercy? No. The real love of self, F-L-Y, first love yourself, will happen only when you get rid of all the past. It will happen when you get rid of all the impurities. That will happen only when you get rid of all those unfulfilled desires and tendencies and sanskars and disturbances. That will be real love. Main bhi aapke bina nahi reh sakta aur aap bhi mere bina nahi reh sakte. God is saying, it's from our side, it's okay. We can't stay without him. But he is saying that even I cannot stay without you. ऐसा अनुभव करते हो, सभी मुस्कुराने लगे। बाहा दादा ने सर्टिफिकेट दिया कि सभी बच्चे मेरे प्रेम की लगन में खोए हुए हैं। So you are certified lovers now. You need degrees, no? If you say I love God, who will believe? If you want to join any institution, they need certificates, your CV. You say I love God too much. What is the proof? The institution will call up God and ask, this man is saying he loves you. God will say, I don't know who is this guy. He will deny us. Then, Baba ne certificate diya ki sabhi bachche mere prem ki lagan mein khoye hue hai. Isliye Baba sabko title dete mere lovely bachche. Not just certified. You are my certified lovely children. Not just children. I give you certificate inside. There is a sign of Shiv Baba. How is the Shiv Baba sign? Has anybody seen? His documents, his murli should be signed by him, no? Then how will we believe otherwise that this is by him? Otherwise many duplicate murlis would come. So think on this signature of God. Not just signature, it also needs seal. प्यार में तो सभी बच्चे प्यास है, प्यास पास है, प्यार के कारण ही इतने आगे बढ़ रहे हैं, लेकिन अब क्या करना है? बाप ने याद दिलाया कि जब फॉरेन की सेवा शुरू हुई तो जनक बच्ची को बाबा ने कहा था कि आप वहाँ मधुबन का मॉडल बनना. बाबा एज सेड टू दादी जानकी, यू बिकम द मॉडल ऑफ मधुबन. बाबा पूछता है कि जो भी जिम्मेवार बच्चे आए हैं, क्या हर एक ने अपने सेंटर पर मधुबन जैसा वायुमंडल बनाया है? दिस इज गॉड्स क्वेश्चन. ऑल दोज हु आर कमिंग फ्रॉम डिफरेंट सेंटर्स फ्रॉम डिफरेंट कॉर्नर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, हैव यू मेड सच अ योर सेंटर अ मॉडल ऑफ मधुबन? बाबा की यही आशय है कि हर एक सेंटर, चाहे छोटा है या बड़ा है, लेकिन हर सेंटर का वायुमंडल कैसा हो? लाइक मधुबन. यू हैव टू बिकम लाइक बाबा एंड योर सेंटर शुड बिकम लाइक मधुबन. अब विशेष अटेंशन रखकर सेंटर का वायुमंडल मधुबन जैसा बनाना. हैव स्पेशल अटेंशन एंड क्रिएट द एटमॉस्फियर ऑफ योर सेंटर लाइक मधुबन. सो हाउ टू डू दैट? बाबा इज सेइंग, टॉकिंग टू दादी जानकी ऑल्सो इन बिटवीन द फोर फाइव ईयर्स. द अर्लियर फोर फाइव ईयर्स ऑफ दादी जानकी एट मधुबन वेर वेरी टफ, वेरी डिफिकल्ट. Yet she sailed through that time victoriously. They say that when Dadi came back from London, she was wearing the same sari she had gone with. That shows how that life would have been there. It was a turbulent time. They had something made up of wooden thing that was suddenly during the murli. And that same used to become bed at night. The place was very small. There were teething problems, difficult to go through. Everything was going against the grain. And yet, they survived, they sustained. They planted the seed, and the seed became the tree. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, the first group, they did not know language, nor they had any mastery of speeches. They didn't know. They did not have stories. They didn't know anything. They just went. What they had was, yesterday also I asked, last night, they had only one thing. What was that? Dil ki awaaz. They had that voice of the heart. They just went with that fervor, with that enthusiasm. They knew nothing. They had no knowledge of English, nor grammar, nor sentence construction. Gulabi Bhasha, Baba said. Pink language. And yet, their eyes were Ruhani. And yet, their eyes were spiritual. They moved there, they went there with that force, with that conviction, with that power, with that inner desire. They want to hoist the flag of God in every heart. That's it. No other desire. And how to do that, when to do that, where to do that, which way to do that, nothing they had. Nothing they knew. Just this force. That's why Baba said, remember the first conundrum, first puzzle, who am I? And compare these two ways of seva. Seva with the heart, seva with the head. A brainy person, an intellectual person, may be articulate, fluent, eloquent, and yet his speech falls flat on the audience. While the man of few words, but man of heart, a hearty man, who doesn't know language, who doesn't know how to speak, with his fumbled speech, with his ill-constructed statements, he makes an impact. Why? Because something higher, a deep truth is within. It is the truth that makes an impact, not the speech. It is your experience that makes the impact, not the speech. Speech can be flowery, embellished with words, decorated with metaphors and similes, and yet, it doesn't make impact. So, most important thing is truth, experience, and love of God. Go with this and see what happens. And it is everybody's experience. When we go with that true intention, just imagine those mothers, they go to villages to do seva. Their intention is so deeply pure. That's why they make an impact. So every place should become a model of Madhuban. Just as Madhuban has four dham, create your sentence, the center, which will have these vibrations of four pilgrimage sites. Just as in Madhuban, there is a continuous tapasya going on. Create the atmosphere of the center like that. Just as there is a meeting, assembly of angels all the time. Just as Madhuban is so clean, clear. Just as Madhuban is kept so clean. So physical cleanliness, keep it so clean, so pure. Just as when you come to Madhuban, you cannot have impure thoughts. So how can you have impure thoughts or imaginations? Because your thoughts will create the place. Even the room where you are sleeping, that room should become very pure. The bed where you sleep, that bed should be very pure. Should not have any impure vibrations. Imagine, feel as if this bed is in Madhuban. Imagine as if this is the bed which is in Baba's room. You have seen that room. And I am sleeping on that. Now while sleeping on this bed, how can any impurity touch me? Or how can anything impure can touch me? So let your sleep become pure. Extremely pure. Nobody goes on, if it is in Madhuban, you will never go and sit on your bed and eat on bed. So no eating business on bed. No dreaming business on bed. Let your sleeping bed become a divine bed. Go to that bed only for sleeping purpose, not for other purpose. So the atmosphere of the center, whether it is bed, whether it is classroom, whether it is Baba's room, whether anything, every room, the kitchen, most importantly, should be very pure. Create the same atmosphere there. And the best definition of Madhuban is not the geographical one, but psychological, but spiritual one. Any place where there is remembrance of Baba is Madhuban. Any place where the Murli is recited is Madhuban. Any place where Brahmins are gathering is Madhuban. Any place where Brahmins are coming together and having love gathering, and there is a dance of sanskar meeting, that is Madhuban. Any place where one is recounting the experiences of one's spiritual life is Madhuban. So Madhuban is not so limited and bound by geographical boundaries. It is unlimited. So create such Madhuban wherever you stay. So be a model of Madhuban.